205-593.
Thank you.
205-598, 205-600 through 205-603, 205-609, 205-610, 205-612, 205-615, 205-616, 205-618, 205-619, 205-620, 205-626, 205-628 through 205-630, and 205-632, 205-633. That is all the occupancy, all the abatements that's listed as occupancies.
Thank you. I would have had my tongue twisted many times in reading them all. Okay. I guess we can label that Exhibit A. Do you have any question, Commissioner?
I don't. For today's date?
October the 15th, 2019. Exhibit A. Make a motion that we approve the abatement numbers read.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, the ones in front of those are?
The ones in front of those should be add-on to book. Or the very first two, which is clerical errors in book two.
I would suggest if you want to question them, you want to question all those.
All of these and add on to the book?
Yeah.
Are those not splits?
I can look at my numbers.
I mean, if it's an add on, it's real estate, so it's got to come from somewhere.
I would think that would be true. But one of the appraisers could put add on there instead of, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, if there's an add-on, then that has to come from an abatement number somewhere, and these are where, in order...
Okay, I just want to make sure he's looking at the correct ones, that's all.
Okay, am I right? 423900, 2.001. I do parcel numbers, I'm sorry. Abatement number 205-536.
Yep.
Okay. Those add-ons, it's real estate. So we don't make real estate. So we've got to have a parcel number that's abated down from, right?
That it was split out of, yeah.
That's right. Split out of, I'm sorry. Split out of.
And that should be good. I'm not concerned about it, except I did not watch that when I reviewed. I did
okay.
not watch
Where,
those notes.
Okay.
All.
Normally those would be, or I would think they'd be, you know, like together, so we could be sure the assessed value comes back. If not, the collectors will have problems at the end of year in balancing.
Right. You know, I don't think there's any problem for you approving them. Just, I guess, a little gun-shy since the other issue came up. And when I reviewed them, I wasn't focused on that. I wasn't focused, actually, when I looked at them, whether they were occupancy or add-on or erroneous. I was just looking at the details to see what it was,
well,
to see if it was...
They're both under different statutes, and the split parcel is the collector's already charged with by the county clerk with that full value, that split parcel number, that one mass land. And if we break it in pieces, if you abate the value down and put new parcels in, that's the add-ons then, and they have to...
Except in a... reevaluation year or reassessment year. in a reassessment year, they do not have to match.
We're talking about add-ons. Okay.
On add-ons and splits.
Oh, you're talking about value.
Yes, the value.
Right.
And that value can change in a reassessment year, which 2019 is.
I think we're kind of talking two things.
I think we are.
Talking about adding a new parcel number. You're talking about the value in that process wouldn't be equal. And
what you're saying, Wesley, is that I can take parcel A that has assessed value of $100,000 and I can split it out into smaller parcels and to not come to the $100,000, they could come to $120,000.
Yes.
And then if that were the case, then that would have been done if you raise that value and went through BOE. So I would have had a chance on my value that you're raising, and each one of those would have had a letter sent to them, and I could come and argue to the BOE that I shouldn't have had this value raised. If it's done under the occupancy, then they can pay in a protest, and once again, they would have had a letter sent to them letting them know that they had this right and go to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. What was explained to me by Lynn over in your office, Chuck, mm-hmm. is that they split the property, and it might have been like 100 acres, and then they split half an acre off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that half an acre, they set the value to it to, we'll say, $5,000, and the 100 acres was $10,000. Well, the 100 acres is still $10,000, and they split it off and made that other one $5,000, but they did not take the $5,000 off because that raised the value of that 1 acre.
And
as that
you
half
said,
acre.
We can do that in a
reassessment year.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of these add-ons were.
So
from the understanding I received from Lynn.
Okay.
So they would have a new number to what Sheila's looking at. They'll have a new number, and that's where they'd be called an add-on. So the value doesn't have anything to do with it, to your point.
Okay. So then all of these add-ons, but they're put on as add-ons because they come from a parent parcel and the value was raised
after it was split off. Because the value on the parent parcel did not change. Now, that's not the case with
just the legal description.
Just the legal description.
So all the legal descriptions were changed. And then?
No, that's not the case with all of them. But I know there's
well, it would be for all of them that have like an add-on. It would be
the valuations, not all of them. The valuation stayed the same for the total properties, mm-hmm. but not all of them.
But their legal description would change.
Yes.
So, as I'm listening to y'all, you may have an issue with those.
I don't know that I do, and I don't want to. I was looking at it from a split,
right.
because I was told that there was going to be a lot of splits, but I thought they were maybe going to become next week, but so if...
There is a bunch coming next week also.
Okay, so...
In total for next week, I'm looking at 130 different abatements. Now, they're not all erroneous. They're not all add-ons. They're not all clerical errors. You know, it's split up between all of those mm-hmm. categories.
The one the issue is going to be with is legally an erroneous is if you make a mistake in the assessor's office, like in the program, you have your desk on the wrong way. In the wrong place, or you have a on the wrong property, you've got on the wrong parcel number or something, or something of an error in it, but not assess value, not a mistake in assessing the assessed value. That has to be done before the books are closed. I'm not sure I understand still on the add-on part, but if the assessor's office is the experts in this, yes, and if these add-ons, they have to be coming from some parcel, and they're... you're thinking that that parcel didn't have to be abated down because these were just splitting it out, and the value on that parcel was staying the same. The only thing that changed was the legal description, and then the new parcels that were created from that parcel has their legal and the value put to it. That's what I'm understanding. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's standard.
Okay. So this little brain can understand that then. So then on that case, I wouldn't have an issue with my concern of checking a split, because I've run into that in the past, is where it gets split off and the value's done, and then you can't balance at the end of the year when it comes. So I'm just trying to prevent a...
That's what I was trying to prevent also.
Yeah.
Maybe we're looking at it from two different angles, and we're coming up with the same answers, but we're just looking at it differently, that's all.
You can do that in mathematics a lot. Can we call it? Do you have any questions?
I don't. It's been a real learning experience for me.
Let's call this the add-on section that you just read. Did you read all the numbers off?
I did not read off the numbers. Do you want me to read off the numbers? I can.
If we call them Exhibit B, and that's on record, is that, do we need all the, do we need the abatement numbers in this section? If I label the add-on as...
She's going to get a copy of the exhibit also, which is going to have every abatement number and every parcel number that's in that exhibit. So.
And I have already put that in the minutes, the numbers.
Okay. I make a, we call this Exhibit B for the add-on. I make a motion to approve Exhibit B with the date of 10/15/2019.
Exhibit B, add-ons for 10/15/19. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Do you want to, what's the first ones?
Okay.
We've got clerical errors.
Do you want to go to the clerical errors, which there is two of those? Mm-hmm. And those are abatement numbers 205-584 and 205-585.
Okay. And we call that Exhibit C. Do you have any questions on those, sir?
Just a moment.
I'm sorry.
205-84 and 205-85.
205-584 and 205-585. And the first one in your packet there.
All right. Where are they at?
Very first two.
Okay.
Right there.
Got it.
Exhibit C.
Exhibit C. For today's date, 10/15/19. Okay.
I make a motion that we approve Exhibit C, October 15, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So I believe, if I'm not missing something, in Book 2, that takes care of it. Is that correct?
Book 2 is taken care of.
Okay. I know this is important to get the tax bills out, so if I could ask that unless you want to go over, we can. You want to go over book one individually?
If the ones that you have questions on, we can go over those.
Okay.
The ones that you don't have questions on, you can, however you want to, you know.
Okay.
where are we at